Gabby, can you do another roll call so everybody is aware who's on the call?
Sure. We have Dejan Djukic from Serbia, Demetko from Brazil, Hiro Hota from Japan, Paulus Nyarenda from Malawi, Giovanni Sepia from DOS.EU, Siava Shahani from Iran, and from staff we've got Bart Boswinkle and myself. And I think we're still trying to get Jan on the call.
Yeah. But I suggest we get started, otherwise, we may run out of time. Hopefully we'll not. As I said, I send out a tentative agenda. Does somebody want to add or has a question about the agenda? No, I take this for no. So just say the first point, I will just be the chair for the first point or until you say maybe for this call and the next call, the chair of this working group will need to chair the working group as well. Say the first item is, and this is in accordance with the charter of the working group, is the nomination of a chair and alternate chair. And the second thing is the working group will, say according to the charter, will appoint its own chair. So once you've nominated a chair and the person accepts the chair position, you will be automatically chair of this working group under the PDP. The question is, do you want to nominate on the call or do you want to do this through email first and appoint the chair on the next call? So I leave it up. It's a question to the working group members.
Yes, Bob, this is Hiro.
Yeah.
It seems we have only half of our members here, so I like to defer it to the mailing list.
Okay, and then you want to appoint or the say the nomination to the working to the mailing list, and then the appointment and acceptance at the next conference call.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I will act as an interim chair for this meeting. That's clarified. What I've included in this agenda as well is a abstract from the charter, and this is more for your information. What the working group is supposed to produce as output. So that's first of all a kind of topic paper which delineates, say, the issues for discussion, and the question is whether, say, the public comment is whether is asking for feedback and input from the CCTLD and broader community, whether or not all the topics have been identified. A second paper is more or less an interim paper, is setting some directions on how to resolve the issues identified by the working group. And the third one is a final paper, which includes the recommendations, will then be part of the IDM PDP. The last element in the charter is the methodology. I think that's very clear as well. What I've included in the email is, and as we briefly discussed at the Brussels meeting, is just a preliminary overview of the issues which I've identified, which may need to be discussed or could be discussed by the working group. These are the issues, what needs to change what needs to change in order to include IDN CCTLDs in the CCNSO. There are some question mark suggestions for a potential direction, but that's just some very, very preliminary rough thinking, and this is it's for the working group to decide. So that's sorry, I had some background noise, broken glass. So that's more for the for the working group. But it's you have at least you have the full text of Article 9 and Annex B and Annex C in one document, so that makes it easy. I think that the major question is, but it's going to be very difficult at this stage, is there a need in your minds to change this process? If so, then say it at the next meeting we can discuss it further, but then the chair of the working group could go back to council and say we need to change the charter because we don't think this is a feasible way forward. Are there any preliminary thoughts from the working group members on this?
Can I speak? This is Siavash.
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah. Okay, I looked at the bylaws, the Article 9, and it seems to me that at this time, before we have a PDP, general PDP for the IDNs, it is not really necessary to make major changes. I thought we could just make an amendment or just make a new annex to this article, describe how we're going to proceed until we get a final PDP and until we get more experience with IDN. I can describe more detail later how we could do this. But it seems to me that we shouldn't make wholesale changes at this time.
Shavas, just to say a question for clarification. Do you mean that you want you expect to there will be another PDP?
Well, I mean I assume there will be a PDP. The other working group is working on the PDP.
Yeah.
Isn't there going to be? That's what I mean. I mean, until we have a final PDP on IDN CCTLDs, I don't see why we should make some wholesale changes.
Say my understanding of if you go back to the full PDP on IDN CCTLDs, the first section is on the selection of the first part is on the selection of and delegation of IDN CCTLDs, and this working group is also part of that full blown overall IDN PDP.
Okay, let me then describe what I mean. Like, there are unsettled issues, for example, that whether Latin script IDNs are going to be available or not, or
yeah.
How you're eventually going to define how many IDNs can a country eventually get, for example.
Yeah.
So until these things are settled completely, I think making changes in the bylaws, making wholesale changes, is just going to be, something we have to redo again.
It could be.
So, I'm suggesting that maybe we can just proceed more conservatively with some, with an annex to see, how we can manage for the time being. We only have about 15 delegations at this time.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll get another 15 in the next year or two.
Yeah. But as I understand it, and that's the unfortunate thing that this. Just a moment, please. Sorry, I had again, I had children in the background. If you look at it, say this, I agree that the overall, say the working group one will determine the outcome of how many IDN CCTLDs there will be at the end. However, I also think, and that's why it was structured the way it is. If you look how the overall policy for the selection is evolving, you can already see that there is Latin script will be included. That will set the direction of the overall policy as well. In order to include the current CCTLD, maybe IDN CCTLDs, and to discuss probably with the working group what the consequences of some of their thinking might be on the CCNSO. That's why this working group was included already in the PDP. But this is more to say an annex might be a good solution, but I think at the end of the day, what is expected, there will be recommendations on how to change the Article 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll let other people talk a little bit, and then I'll make a specific suggestion.
Okay. Mark, this is Demi, just to add something. I think that there are two orthogonal things here. One is the creation of new IDN CCNSO members, but the other is how this is represented via the table, the original table that divides the CCs in regions. Then
yeah.
I suppose we have to deal with two different issues here. One is how many new IDN CCNSO members will have because of the other way to have the representation of the same country code versus the idea of this will be new members or just a new way to represent the same country code with a new string. Then I suppose there is a lot of work to be done in this
yeah.
area, and I think there are two different issues here.
Yeah. Is there another member of the working group who wants to respond? No, I think, Demi, this. I agree there are a lot of issues at stake here. At service it looks very easy and simple, but once you start peeling off the layers, it's going to be very difficult to understand what are the real core issues and what will be resolved. And maybe that's why if you look at the structure itself or the way forward, I think the having a topic paper first in order to describe the issues at stake is a good way forward, and I think that is where most of the because defining the problem is already half of the solution, in my view, this is where the working group needs to put in a lot of effort to get this really clearly defined, and I think talking about whether a final recommendation is in the order of changing the bylaws or in the order of changing an annex is part of it.
Agree totally.
Anybody else? No? Okay, then say for the, what I think is, if moving forward, if you look at agenda point four, I think we touched upon this aspect, the relation with the activities of Working Group 1. If you look at, say, where the Working Group is right now, say, maybe those of you who attended the Brussels meeting may have noted that there was, prior and into the Brussels meeting, there was a very fundamental discussion in the Working Group whether or not to include Latin script, or even whether to include all country names and territory names. And I think the Working Group, my recollection of the discussion in Brussels and the outcome was that Latin script will be included as part of the IDN CCTLDs. To the extent there is a non-ASCII character in the string under the say in the U label. So to give you an example, España. So España, the N with the tilde, will be considered a an ASCII or a IDN CCTLD because of the N of the tilde. But for instance, Deutschland is not included as an IDN CCTLD because it only contains, or Nederland in Dutch, because it only contains or ASCII characters in the U label. So that is the direction of Working Group 1, and based on that direction, we thought it might be useful that this working group would really start its work already in identifying, because you can see where it's heading and what we just discussed. Say, the reason why I've included this question is, does this working group want to wait until the Working Group 1 has made more progress, or does it already see an opportunity to start discussing potential changes to Article 9, Annex B and Annex C?
I think my personal view is that we have work to do even without the completion of the work of the Working Group 1, because the things are independent. It's not important how many IDNs we will have, or if the Latin script is included or not. We will deal with the problem with how we will do the representation of the CNSO. Then we have to deal with Article 9.
Yeah. Any other views?
Bart, just to let you know that Jan has joined the call.
Hi, Jan.
Hi. I'm sorry, I'm late.
Yeah. Jan, for you, what we just did is, I think the major action point from this call so far has been that, at the suggestion of Hero, we do the call for nominations online, and at the next call, the working group will appoint the chair and alternate chair by the members, and the members can appoint the chair themselves. There's no need to go back to the CCNSO Council. We've just briefly discussed the methodology. Shavas proposed to, at this stage, not to recommend changes to Article 9, given the the status of the overall policy, but propose some changes to in an annex to the bylaws in order to include IDN CCTLDs. And Demi suggested we go ahead, and he has identified, in fact, two major underlying issues which the working group needs to address. One is on representation. Demi, what's the other one?
Sorry, I was on mute. I suppose the representation is the main issue, because the other issue is orthogonal to this, is how we include more members. This is work for the working group one, not for...
And representation is representation and voting, I would say. Is one.
So there's only one, right? Representation.
Yeah, but voting, yeah, representation and inclusion is another one. Yeah, representation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay,
thank
and
you.
this is where we were, and you just joined with in the brief discussion we had on the relation with the activities of Working Group One. According to the charters, this working group would start after Working Group 1 would have concluded its recommendations, but given there are already IDN CCTLDs and who are operational, and there is direction from the first working group the selection and delegation. We thought it might be useful that this working group would start its discussions already, and I think that the working group confirmed this. So we proceed. We don't wait until Working Group One has finished its business. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. From that, moving forward to item number five, the main question I have, it's very clear that this schedule will need to be adjusted. I will send a proposal for an adjusted schedule to the working group. My main question, and this is more about the level of ambition and of the working group, do you think it would be feasible, or is it too early to tell, to produce a topic paper before the Cartagena meeting?
Maybe you should go on for a while before
we start on that. Yes, but what I could do is send only the working group a tentative schedule based on that view that we produce a topic paper by the Cartagena meeting, because then it flows from there. If the working group can't make it up to the Cartagena meeting, now you can see it's easier to see what will shift. So it's more it's more an indication what will happen.
Yeah.
So everybody is aware. So is that okay with the working group?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Jen. I think that's a good idea.
Okay, thank you. I will send it to you when I get back from holidays.
Thank you. I'm holiday.
Yeah. So that sets me to item number six.
Bob?
Yes?
May I go back to number four?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yes. I think there exists a very basic question to be solved, which is whether an IDN CCTLD is a CCTLD. This should be solved in a formal way, I think. So who solves this question? Is it Working Group 1, or is it already solved somewhere?
I think the assumption and expectation, and if you go back to the Working Group 1 has some language that indicates they are considered CCTLDs with additions. If you go back to the board resolutions, there is also the indication expectations they are considered CCTLDs. If you look at the delegation mechanisms, they are considered CCTLDs as well. And I think that, say, the more for this working group, the fundamental question is whether or not IDN CCTLD should be part of the CCNSO. And if not, what is the alternative?
Okay. All right.
And maybe that should be and phrased as such, because there is this assumption, even under the, say, in the charter of the working group, this working group looks at what needs to change to Article 9, if any, to include IDN CCTLDs. So there is already the assumption.
Okay.
And I think that is, say, what I've done in say, the document I've sent to you, the issues in Article 9, I've included a abstract of, or it's not an abstract, it's the full description of the purpose of this working group as well, for your reference.
So, Bart,
yeah?
May I make that clear? So, it's kind of, there's already conclusion, IDN CCTLD is a CCTLD, or not yet.
I think that is a very broad question. I think this working group is more. But look, if the working group comes up with another answer, that's the working group answer. But say my personal view is, this working group should ask the question: should IDN CCTLDs be included in the CCNSO? And if there are indications from the community that it should, then it should address the then it should talk about what are the consequences. So as Dennis rightly pointed out, say that's a representation issue, and everything that flows from it, and the question whether or not the definition needs to change, or even the application mechanism, everything else. So it's a slightly different question.
Okay. But did working group one answer that question yet?
Yeah, but it's good to raise it.
Okay. Okay.
Hiro, you agree?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and please have a look at the charter of the working group. And so at least in the purpose of the working group, that this is, but that would, and if it needs to be redefined, that is possible as well, as you may know. As soon as the chair feels the charter is too limiting or is incorrect, it can go back and request a change of the charter to the council. Anything else from 4 or 5 or the other ones, then I go into, the more logistical matters. No? Okay. Included in the emails I sent you is also a proposal, and this is a tentative proposal, and we can follow up with a doodle for next calls. Probably the first question I should ask for you, is this time convenient for everybody?
These are off Thursdays, right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's okay for me.
Yeah, but also the time in the sense of noon UTC.
Okay with me.
Yeah, because it's
same time as today, right?
Yeah, same time as today.
Okay.
Yeah? So if what I'll do is after this call, I will send out a reminder about the about the call for nominations online, so everybody can send in, say, for discussion by the working group. Say, and again, send out these timings and ask if everybody is comfortable with these times, include noon UTC. What I'll do, and as Shavas said, maybe it's something for the next call, if somebody, if everybody had more time to think about it. This included is already a schedule dealing with or with the assumption that by Cartagena we would have a topic paper for discussion by the community. But if that's too complete, so we'll use the first call to discuss some of the issues, and maybe on the basis of the issue paper I send you, and if somebody else has wants to suggest other issues not included, I'll ask for them again. So we can have used the 26th of August more for an in-depth discussion on the topic and not so much on administrative matters. Is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Then the only thing is any other business before closure. Is there anybody who wants to raise a topic, issue, deep question?
Those are, you know, comments to the list, I guess. I suppose you could do that. I mean, there are, you know, the issues, some issues were raised. I suppose you can send emails to the list.
Yes. Yeah. Shavas, what I'll do is say, as I said, I will send out the administrative matters, and I'll ask everybody, say, and that's just what I, maybe the easiest way is on the basis of the document I've sent. If anybody has any comments, please please raise them on the list so we can discuss them, and even say, and the document I sent you on the next call on the 26th.
Okay.
Because that makes it easier, then we can approach it in a more structured way.
What?
Anybody else? Yes?
Paulos from Malawi. Do we need an expert on this working group? Has this been raised?
Sorry, could you repeat it again?
The working group.
Paulos? Paulos, if you hear me, can you send the email? Can you ask your question by email? I can't. Maybe others can hear Paulos, but I can't.
No.
I'm asking the operator if he's still online. If you just wait a second.
Okay, we wait until Paulos is back.
He just disconnected, so she is redialing him. So.
Okay. Is there anybody else who wants to raise an issue or has a question?
No.
No? We just wait for Paulos to be dialed back in again.
Okay.
Is it working, Gabby?
Yeah, the operator is redialing him. So he should be with us within half a minute.
Yeah.
Hello, Paulos again.
Yeah, hi, Paulos. We were waiting for you and for your question.
Yeah, sorry, it dropped out. I was saying that the working group involves legal matters. I don't know if we have a lawyer on the team or if we need to recruit an expert as a lawyer.
If as you may have noted, but if not, I will include it in the email. I've asked one of the ICANN lawyers to be involved in this working group as more as a support. So if we ever come up with suggestions or questions about the bylaws, we can directly contact her. It is Samantha Eisner.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry?
You are a lawyer, aren't you?
Yes, I'm a lawyer, and there are probably more lawyers as well.
Okay. Well, one lawyer is enough.
No, but for that reason, I've asked, say, the a member of ICANN's legal team to be involved. First of all, if it ever comes to recommendations, including changes of Article 9, they know the background, that's one. And secondly, if we have questions, it's easy to ask them. They will not attend these calls, but they can see the email traffic and they are subscribed to this list.
Okay.
Yep. Anybody else? Thank you very much, and looking forward to our next call on the 26th of August.
Thank you, Bart.
And by then, I hope we have a chair.
Okay.
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 Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.